This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Live music got hit maybe the hardest by the pandemic. Concerts and shows were pretty much non-existent, right? But this year, musicians have been hitting the road again, or trying to, and they're running into a lot of really familiar problems. Inflation, high shipping and transportation costs, weaker currencies overseas, one of the challenges of a strong dollar. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more on the new reality for touring musicians.
Let's say you go to your music streaming service and listen to the song June from the album Hymn for Tomorrow by an artist who goes by Rozzy. Don't know how it happened, but I guess the summer's over. Yeah, it's 80 in LA, but you feel a little colder. Rozzy says don't think that by doing that, you're helping her pay her bills.
The money I make from streams is like laughable. Like sometimes I'm lucky to break out of the cents, like literally cents of money, not dollars.
Rozzy says the real way she pays her bills is by going on tour and selling tickets and merchandise.
Live shows is kind of the biggest thing. And it concerns me that it's so expensive to play a live show at the moment because I'm not the only artist of my size that depends on it.
How expensive? Another artist, Carly Hartzman, the lead singer of the band Wednesday, started keeping track when the band went on tour earlier this year.
I had like a little note on my phone in the notes app, and I would just say anytime we would spend money on gas, I would write minus $70 gas. And then we would get paid for a show. I'd say plus $350 New Orleans show.
At the end of the day, the band was losing money. And then to top it off, one of her bandmates got COVID.
And just like the guilt they had in their voice being like, y'all, like it's over. We have to go home. And I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, it's totally okay. But it's just another piece of context for how things are working right now.
Part of the issue is that COVID backed up the touring supply chain. So right now, the supply of touring musicians is unusually high. Taja Cheek performs under the name Lorraine. She says right now, it's hard to even find venues to play at.
Calendars are booked pretty far in advance because everyone that was writing music during the peak moments of the pandemic are releasing albums.
Cheek says it's also hard to find tour buses and vans. Even the vinyl that gets pressed into records is in short supply.
If a major label artist has a record that's coming out, they'll kind of shut down all the plants and kind of take over.
Some of these problems go back a lot further than COVID. Andrew Leff is a professor at USC and a former artist manager.
The way it used to work back in the day is that, you know, you would go on tour in order to promote your album.
But now musicians have to basically give away their albums in the hopes that someone will hear it, like it, and buy a ticket to a show. He says recorded music has become devalued. And so
more and more artists find it necessary to tour, and that oversaturates the market.
And that's forcing artists to make some tough decisions.
It's kind of a existential crisis going on with me anyway, regarding being a touring musician.
That's Danita Sparks, singer and guitarist with the band L7. She says short of getting a song featured in a movie or a TV show or taking up dog walking, touring is all musicians can do. This year is the 30th anniversary of L7's biggest album, Bricks Are Heavy. So Sparks says they kind of have to go on tour.
There's only one year to milk that cow.
To cover their higher costs, the band is selling a pre-show experience where fans can watch their sound check, ask questions, and get a bag of merch.
It's almost like an insurance policy for us, because if we do have to cancel a show or two, that can help supplement that loss.
Next year, Sparks says L7's been asked to tour the world. But given high costs and health risks, she says she's not sure if they'll be able to swing it. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.